This is season 6 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. And like season 2, season 3, season 4, and season 5, it is presented by Hooters, the original Hooters brand here where I live in the greater Tampa Bay area, has been supporting me for 5 straight fantasy football seasons. They have a new location that you need to check out. It's in Odessa, just a little west of the Suncoast Parkway. It has a wonderful outdoor space. It is as big as any other original Hooters location. 16070 State Road 54 is the newest location for the original Hooters brand. And for those of you that have taken more in the last year and a half to getting your food to go, easy online ordering for all Original Hooters locations is available at originalhooters.com. Just log on and click the orange, appropriate, icon in the upper right to start your takeout order. Thank you, Hooters. Also, a thank you to Bill Curry Ford for the second year in a row. Bill Curry Ford, Sean Sullivan, the general manager of the dealership, will be playing in and providing a venue for Fantasy Draft Night for the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Already plenty of confirmation, some returning from last year, some returning from 2019 that skipped over last year for obvious reasons. We are increasing the number of leagues that we had from last year, and we have a big draft night coming up on the showroom floor at Bill Curry Ford. This is after the dealership closes to the public, so we get the entire showroom floor for the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Draft Night. If you would like to play in one of my podcast leagues, send me an email. I think I'm going to wrap up registration and, if you will, solicitation of who wants to play. You need to send me an email to toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com, toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. Give me your full name. Give me your phone number in case I need to give you a call. Obviously, I'll have your email address, and I'll go over some things with you. Also, tell me about your fantasy experience. If you have some, it is not required, but if you do have it, tell me about it. Tell me about your interest in fantasy football. I do require that you physically be able to attend our draft night at Bill Curry Ford in Tampa. All right. Unfortunately, we did lose a listener who reached out, wanted to play. He didn't know that that was a requirement. We aren't yet at that point where I'm going to do a league via Skype or Zoom or just online. Because of sponsorship reasons, we want to get everybody physically together. And honestly, that's the only way I've done fantasy drafts all my life. I like seeing everybody. It's kind of the one time a year you do this and you talk about the previous years, you catch up a little bit on everybody's life. I like it, as a reason to get people in the same room. We're going to do that at Bill Curry Ford. Date and time I'm going to keep off this podcast unless you're actually playing. So I don't want people just showing up saying, "Hey, I want to play." No, send me an email to toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com, toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. Once again, Sean Sullivan is offering a cash prize to winners of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast leagues. This is plural this year. Last year, Robert Wright, who is now a 2-time champion of podcast leagues, scored a $1,000 check from Bill Curry Ford for winning our league last year. The exact amount that Bill Curry Ford will be offering to first place, because we have multiple leagues, has not yet been disclosed. I know it. Sean knows it. But I'm going to provide that the night of the draft. But there will be a cash prize. And as is the case with every league I've ever played pre-podcast, since the podcast, I charge no entry fee. I just want people to play. I don't want you to spend money out of pocket to play in any fantasy football league that I commission. And that will continue this year in 2021, both in my personal foundation league and also in the podcast leagues. So once again, need to hear from you if you want to play. No entry fee. You must physically be able to attend a draft at Bill Curry Ford on our draft night, which I will disclose once I talk to you and say, yeah, you're invited. You know, can you make it here at this time? We're going to have some catering provided by Papa John's of Tampa Bay. Thank you, Mike Lentz. By Payway. Thank you, Scott Heckathorn, regional manager of Payway. We're going to have a good time that night. So if you want to get involved, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. This is fantasy podcast number 9 for season 6. And I thought about something after one of the podcasts you listened to within the last 7 days. It was either podcast 6, 7, or 8, where I talked about, based on last year's numbers in the Todd Wright modernized standard scoring, which I will go over in a future podcast, how the top 10 overall performers in my leagues last year were all quarterbacks. The top 10 also combined to rush for 48 touchdowns, showing how much quarterback rushing yardage and rushing touchdowns is trending up, and how you want to get a quarterback. The preference is to get a quarterback who is going to get you those rushing yards and those rushing touchdowns. Number one in scoring in my league last year was Josh Allen. I even mentioned this in one of my television segments last weekend on Spectrum Bay News 9, when we talked about quarterbacks, because the Madden rankings came out, Mahomes 1, Brady 2, and I was in a segment with former NFL quarterback Jeff Carlson about whether or not those are right. And he brought up Ryan Tannehill, I brought up Josh Allen. Josh Allen's numbers are better, and Josh Allen actually got further in the postseason than Ryan Tannehill, but Jeff made the argument that with Julio Jones, Ryan Tannehill's numbers and potentially their ability to contend for a Super Bowl will also go up. Let me add something to that in this podcast, because still the value of the running back, and I talked about this also in a previous podcast, it means more in fantasy football than it actually does on the field in the NFL. I walked you through the last few Super Bowl winners, and even the champion of my foundation league, Joey DePompo, who is the general manager of Tampa Bay Downs Golf at the practice facility. If you ever go there to hit golf balls and you see Joey, please introduce yourself as a fantasy player and a podcast listener. Joey has the trophy in his office from winning season 6 of the foundation league, beat his wife in the fantasy final. Let's complete the sentence there. What was the point I was going to make? So I was talking to Joey, huge Eagles apologist. Yeah, an Eagles apologist and a Cowboys fan are good friends. Go figure. It's kind of like the great Gil Alexander from the Vegas Stats and Information Network and I. Good friends, do a lot of on-air stuff together. Gil, longtime Redskins / Washington football fan, me, Cowboys fan. Go figure. It can happen. So Joey and I were just talking about Super Bowl 52 and the fond memories Joey got out of the Eagles winning a Super Bowl and how he enjoyed it. And we were just off between us trying to name all the running backs. And it's not easy to do because that wasn't a big deal for why the Eagles won that Super Bowl, much like it wasn't a big deal for why the Patriots won the next Super Bowl, and it wasn't a big deal for why the Chiefs won Super Bowl 54, and it sure as heck wasn't a big deal for the Buccaneers winning Super Bowl 55. And I'm not talking about just the Super Bowl itself, but why they were Super Bowl teams. So there's, Derrick Henry has been amazing, right? Absolutely amazing. I mean, take a look at the top three performing running backs in fantasy football last year. And, we have to factor in McCaffrey was hurt, Barkley was hurt. Those are the big two of running backs who were hurt. Obviously, Ezekiel Elliott was hurt by Dak Prescott's injury in week 5, but some does fall on Zeke himself. Some also falls on the poor play and the injuries on the Dallas Cowboy offensive line. But the top three in my leagues last year for running back production were Kamara, Cook, and Henry. All right? Find me a running back of those three who played in a conference title game. None of them did. Kamara and the Saints lose in the conference semis to the Bucks. Vikings didn't make the playoffs. I believe they were even sub 500 as they go in the wrong direction. I was mentioning recently, by the end of this year, I could see a total reboot of the Arizona Cardinals if the bottom falls out. Same with the Minnesota Vikings. Could see a total reboot. Fire the GM, been there 10 years. Most of the first round draft picks the last 6 years, including the one from last year who was just cut, no longer on the roster. Kirk Cousins' cap number next year is $45 million. Yep, $35 in base, $10 in prorated bonus. And they could move on from Mike Zimmer because Zimmer was the GM's hire, sort of as a, well, I guess we should have kept Stefanski, who's doing great things in Cleveland. But Vikings didn't make the playoffs, and Derrick Henry and the Titans took a step back because they were in the AFC title game the previous year against Kansas City and didn't make the AFC title game last year. So, and we had the obvious gap between the truly elite productive RB1s, Kamara, Cook, and Henry, and then numbers, I'm sorry, I'm just sort of reading this off, 4 through 10, as I told you in a previous podcast, Robinson from the Jags, Jones, Montgomery, Taylor, Jacobs, Hunt, and Chubb. The Browns' 1-2 punch was 9-10. And Chubb missed, what, a month of that season and just, I think, got a new contract with the Browns or an extension. So the one point I want to make in this podcast about the dynamic between the fantasy running back and the fantasy quarterback, be very wary of drafting using a significant fantasy draft pick on a running back you plan to start who lines up behind a quarterback who is a running threat, because he simply isn't going to get the red zone opportunities that a running back would behind a quarterback who isn't a running threat. So let's take a look here. Who did Kamara play behind? Drew Brees. Who did Cook play behind? Kirk Cousins. Who did Derrick Henry play behind? Ryan Tannehill. Off the top of my head, I'll say those three quarterbacks produced a total less than 5 rushing cumulative touchdowns last year. In the red zone, they are not threats to tuck it under and keep it themselves, call their own number, etc. Now, Aaron Jones was still RB5. And he plays behind Aaron Rodgers, who was QB4. Rodgers can tuck it under. Rodgers can simply call plays to move the defense to create an opportunity for him to run the ball. He can manipulate the defense. But no one considers him a running quarterback. He is a pocket quarterback with a tremendous mind and very good feet. Underrated ability to move within the pocket and then just get a first down or get to the goal line and score a touchdown. But it didn't have a negative effect on Aaron Jones. Let's look at the top three. Josh Allen. No one was living off of any Bill running back week to week in fantasy. Mahomes. They drafted CEH. And let's just say at the beginning, they were really feeding him near the goal line. He wasn't maximizing those goal line opportunities. I know I owned him before I then traded him when I felt his value was high. He then was hurt. He didn't play as much. And I think the Chiefs are still figuring out the right way to use him. He's a very talented back and can catch the ball out of the backfield. But Mahomes is as big of a threat taking a snap inside the 5-yard line to score as Clyde Edwards-Helaire or any Chiefs running back. And you could apply that to Kyler Murray. Kenyon Drake had some moments, but now he potentially will have more of those, maybe at the expense of Josh Jacobs, with the Raiders, because Carr isn't viewed as much of a running threat or someone to tuck it under, call his own number in the red zone. So just as you're getting ready, let's say use it as a tiebreaker. If you're drafting your RB2 or your RB3 or even your RB4, on draft night and you have two or three running backs available and you're trying to pick the right one, as a tiebreaker, pick the one who plays with an immobile quarterback, because that running back is more likely to have his number called inside the 5-yard line, inside the 10-yard line, than the quarterback keeping the ball and doing it himself. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. Remember their new location in Odessa, and for easy online ordering, use originalhooters.com. Talk to you next time.